This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Friday morning show with Leo on Joy 94.9. I last spoke to my next guest earlier this year on the show. We had her hubby, country music star Lee Kernaghan, in the studio back in March, talking about his new album, The Spirit of Anzacs. Like Lee, she is a singer-songwriter, releasing her debut album, Obsession, last year. Welcome back to Joy, Robbie X.
Hi, Leo. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Now, Lee was in here a few months ago and spoke very highly of you. He obviously adores you.
I'm a lucky girl.
You are lucky. Now, you guys met in the late 90s at a gig, and it was pretty much love at first sight. You've got two kids together. You've got two sons. How's life been for you over that time, you know, putting Lee's career first and putting your own, I guess, your career on the back seat to raise your family? How's it been over the years for you?
You know, it's been such a wonderful journey, Leo, because I think everything that you experience in life becomes who you are. And for me personally, without all of that going on, and it's been a very busy few years, I can assure you, but without all of these different experiences of love and life, I don't think I would have been able to or been ready to produce Obsession. So it's kind of the culmination of a lot of life experience, I guess.
Because you're a singer-songwriter yourself, so over the years you've helped Lee write songs for his album. So when did you, I guess, write songs for you, or have you always done that?
Yep, I've always done that. I think I won a talent competition when I was 10 years old with my first original composition.
Yay!
Called The Old Piano. But, you know, it's just something I've always known I was going to do, and I love music. You know, music is a great love of my life.
Lee's music is more country, and you sort of like the pop stuff, and the album's very, very pop. You've teamed up with Lindsay Rhymes on this album, Obsession, and he's worked with everyone from Shannon Noel to Reese Maston to Stan Walker. So pretty impressive, that guy.
Yeah, Lindsay was a great help for me on the record. I love working with Lindsay. He mixes and my tracks and just a collaboration. You know, I also worked with Kieran Gribben, who's written for Madonna and Paul McCartney, and he's amazing as well. So very lucky to, you know, to work with people like this that not only are talented and amazing people, but inspire you to reach for the stars and to try to do something outside of the normal zone of where you would work normally, you know?
So
it's been great.
Because this album's very, very pop, and I had to listen to it again this week, and it's such a really great pop record, really great hooks, really great melodies, great songs. You released a song last year called Never Wanna Let You Go, which is the debut single, and all the proceeds were towards the McGrath Foundation, something that's quite close to your heart.
Yeah, that's right. I like to promote help spread the message, I should say, of breast awareness. They have an amazing app, and it's free for everybody to go on and lift off their site. So if you go onto McGrath Foundation website, it's called the Curve Lerve app, and it's the easiest way to be breast aware with three simple steps to check yourself every month. So it's a really great thing for everybody to do.
Exactly. And also recently, I read in Woman's Day magazine a really good article with the family. There was yourself, Lee, and the two boys, Rock and Jet. But a photo shoot happening.
Oh, you know, that was so much fun. You know, we just don't have family photos.
You got
them
now.
We never, ever get family photos. So it was a great opportunity not only to talk to Woman's Day and you know, also to get some fabulous family photos. Yeah, it was great. It was great to do that. And I think the boys are now at an age where, you know, they're starting to sort of get into music. And so, you know, it's all good.
My special guest this morning on the show is singer-songwriter Robbie X. Let's play their debut single from the new album. This is Never Wanna Let You Go. You enjoy.
Because I love you for who you are. I never want.
94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. My special guest on the line from sunny Queensland this morning is Robbie X, singer-songwriter. The new album Obsession is available in stores online now. Now, Robbie, this year you've been pretty busy. Obviously, Lee's been promoting his, your husband Lee Kernaghan, has been promoting his wonderful album, The Spirit of Anzac. So what a wonderful project to be a part of.
Oh my goodness! You know, I have been in awe of that album. It's just beautiful, and I saw the show, Lee's touring show, a few weeks ago for the first time, and I was just amazed. And I wondered why so many people had tears streaming down their face. But it's such a moving show, and just like the songs on the album, they're all true and real. And I guess, you know, from the perspective of an outsider looking in to what Lee's been doing, he's had a great influence on my work. He's always told me to be true and be real and just, you know, always try and reflect that in your music.
And one thing that's very apparent on the new single, which is called Close to Me, this is written about the passing of your grandfather. Was that right?
Yeah, that's right. My grandfather, he was my beautiful friend. I loved him so much. And when he passed, I was devastated, obviously. But when I sat down one night, late one night at the piano, this music just came out of me and this song came to me and I felt his presence. And I just knew at that moment that he wasn't a long way away. I didn't have to pick up the phone to talk to him, that he was around me all the time. So I guess that's the underlying message in the song, is that, you know, eternal love, you don't have to be in the presence of somebody to feel that. And that goes also, you know, if you lose a love or, you know, someone breaks up or, you know, people are only a thought away. And if you've got loving thoughts towards somebody, then, you know, they go on and on and on.
Well, I can relate to that because I lost my dad a couple of years ago. And, you know, at the time you think, am I ever going to get through this? You know, there's so much to do, obviously, behind the scenes, you know, the funeral and everything. Yeah. But, you know, you do realise that you've got strength and that you never knew that you had, you know. And music also plays a big part in people's lives. And certain songs remind them of people in their past who have passed or loved ones who are not together anymore. And so music is such a powerful medium.
Oh, absolutely is. It can soothe you. It can just, you know, it's therapeutic, isn't it, in a lot of ways. And that song, when I wrote Close to Me, it was certainly therapeutic to me. You know, I could barely think about my grandpa without bursting into tears. But when I hear this song now, I feel uplifted and I feel happy because I know that he's such a beautiful man and he's in a beautiful place.
Yeah, and the video is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh,
you shot the video in Currumbin Beach where you grew up, and you learnt to surf there, learnt to swim there. You had your first kiss there as well.
I did. We won't go too much into that though, right?
Yeah,
now.
Of course not. Of course not. But the video is beautifully shot and you look amazing. You're 49 years old, but you wouldn't think it. Hello.
Well, you know what? I was so frightened about doing that because, you know, I haven't been in front of a camera in a bikini before.
But nothing to worry about,
you know,
trust me.
It was another situation where, because my grandfather had a beach house there and that's why I spent so much time there. So, yeah, it was actually quite amazing because we'd had torrential rain and floods and cyclones here right up until the day before the video shoot. And I had to do the video shoot on that day because the crew were around and the director was here. And anyway, I woke up on the morning of the shoot and the sun was shining. It was a beautiful day. So the whole time I was on the beach, I was just saying, thank you, Grandpa.
It was meant to be. It's a wonderful video. You can catch that online on YouTube as well. Now, finally, Robbie, you've been to a few gigs recently. You went to Maroon 5 recently, is that right?
Oh, yes, that's right.
I've been looking on your socials, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great concert. Did you catch them when they were in Melbourne?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. But yeah, they're a great band and we love the new single Feelings here on Joy.
I love going out and seeing live music and experiencing other artists, you know, doing their thing, and you just get caught up in the whole vibe of it. And as you were saying before, Leo, you know, music, it just connects with people. And when you're seeing large groups of people just singing along with songs because they get it, you know, it's really powerful, isn't it?
Now, speaking of live, Lee is currently touring at the moment, his tour, The Songs and the Stories, two dates at the Palms at Crown in Melbourne. Are you going to be coming to Melbourne as well?
I certainly am, and I think I might even get up and sing some songs.
Well, we'll have to catch up and have a drink.
Absolutely. That was on my agenda to give you a call.
Of course, of course.
Now, I'm really looking forward to Melbourne Melbourne shows, because it's just, the crowds are so fabulous down there. The audiences are beautiful, and the energy is palpable. It's, I can't wait.
My special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show is singer-songwriter Robbie X. Her new album, Obsession, is available in stores online now. Now, Robbie, let's play the new single, okay? It is called Close to Me, but I'd like to get artists to introduce their own tracks, all right? So would you like to introduce it for us?
I sure will. This is a very special song to me. Hi, it's Robbie X here, and thank you to Joy FM for playing my new single, Close to Me.
Every time I see,
it's a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.